When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. Ken is away today. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, you can hear the show on the iHeart app. It's called John and Ken on Demand, and you could pick up everything you missed or hear everything all over again and over again. We're now available 24 hours a day. Well, Title 42 is about to expire here in America. It is the federal provision that Trump and Biden used to tamp down some of the illegal immigration flow. It's a health emergency provision, and they used the COVID emergency. But that is done now, and they've got to Biden's administration has to rescind it. There's nothing really to take its place. And everybody in Central and South America knows it's been rescinded, and it's going to be a total open border party come later this week. We're going to talk now with Todd Benzman. He's in McAllen, Texas. He's with the Center for Immigration Studies. He's a senior national security fellow. He's also written a book called Overrun: How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. Let's get Todd Benzman on, because he's got a story specifically about Venezuelans beating the system. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. We're going to focus on Venezuelans just for the purpose of this conversation, although I think we could be talking for hours about all that's going on. Explain how many Venezuelans are coming over and how they're doing it and how they're manipulating the system.
Sure. Well, the reason that I write about the Venezuelans particularly, because they are one of the largest volume nationalities that we see coming over the border. I think America is going to see a whole lot of Venezuelans crossing. They already are now. And the American people should understand that the basis upon which all of these Venezuelans will be getting into the country for resettlement is a claim of asylum, political persecution back in Venezuela, and a need for humanitarian protection. And those are official American benefits that we bestow on people in deep trouble in their home countries. Probably 300,000 Venezuelans have already crossed into the country on these asylum claims and humanitarian protection grounds. And what I point out is that the vast majority of these Venezuelans are not coming from Venezuela. They haven't lived in Venezuela for years and years. Venezuela, notorious communist kleptocracy with a ruined economy 7, 8, 9 years ago. But the Venezuelans that are coming now have been living safely and prosperously and in many cases very happily in 15 neighboring countries all around the Caribbean and South America, and yet they're going to be claiming that they're in dire need of humanitarian protection. So the point that I'm trying to make is that there is a tremendous amount of fraud going on, and I mean felony prosecutable fraud. When you lie on government forms, when you lie to badged agents who are interviewing you about what happened to you and why you think you need asylum, you can be prosecuted. That is fraud. And I believe, based on my interviews over the last 2 years with Venezuelans all over Mexico and beyond, even in Guatemala and Costa Rica and Nicaragua, that these are people that are coming here to economically upgrade, to just move up a notch.
So they already left Venezuela and that socialist disaster, right? They've already left.
Years ago.
Yeah, right.
Years, and, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
In your article, you just mentioned some of the countries. You also mentioned Colombia, Brazil, Ecuador, Chile, and Argentina. So they have relatively peaceful lives in their new homes. They're leaving those peaceful lives to come here because they think it's a free entry and there's going to be no consequences.
That's what they tell me. What news at the border brought you to this decision to uproot this prosperous, happy life in your adopted country? And the answer universally is because they're letting us in. Why not? And it's a fabled American lifestyle, a fabled economy. They think they can do better. They're doing well now. There's certainly nobody starving, or at least not most of them. They very often are wearing, you know, the latest name brand clothing, and you know, they clearly have money. They talk about their businesses. They have bank accounts. They fly everywhere. But they're coming over because it's the United States and, you know, we're cool. We've got a great lifestyle here. Some of them have relatives. It's a chance to reunite. So they're taking advantage of that. And I just wanted to point out that, you know, that is fraud. You can't come under the pretense that you are coming directly from terrible Venezuela when you're not. And you're going to lie all about where you're coming from and what happened to you there, and nobody cares over on this side. We're just letting everybody in. It's 99% grant rates for humanitarian permission slips under the CBP-1 thing. They don't even ask.
I want to talk about that CBP-1. That's an app. People are applying on an app, and they're getting approved at a 99% rate. Does that mean they don't have to meet with any U.S. government employee? They can just do it online on their smartphone?
Yes. So this is a scheme that the administration came up with in January so that people wouldn't be crossing illegally and clogging everything up and making, you know, for television, Fox News images, you know, drone camera images that look bad. So they just said, listen, just stay in Mexico and apply for this humanitarian permit. And then when we grant it to you, we'll walk you in and you'll get a 2-year work authorization and it'll all be great. Just stay over there. And they did that for a while. And it turns out in the reporting that there's really no vetting whatsoever of their stories of humanitarian need, protection need. And
so now they're here.
We're approving 99% of them.
Now they're automatically here legally if they fill out the form on the app.
Yes.
Yes,
we're pre-legalizing them, and they're expanding this program all over South America, Colombia, Panama, where you can apply for it there, and then we'll fly you into the United States and do an airport.
That's
a brand new one.
Okay, what is TPS? Is this part of the same program you've just been describing, temporary protected status? Because you write that 300 Venezuelans already entered over the border, were living in America illegally, and then Biden gave them TPS status. Is this something separate?
Yes, that's something separate. Those are for the Venezuelans that crossed early on in this crisis. We're now in the third year of this crisis, and in the first and second year, Venezuelans discovered that we were letting everybody in. So they just came in droves, hundreds of thousands, and entered and were subject to deportation, although nobody was deporting them. They could have just stayed. So they gave them temporary protected status, which is basically saying, you know, you can have work authorization and residence on a renewing every couple of year basis, and we can't deport you if you're already here. And they granted that to, you know, hundreds of thousands of illegal border crossers from the first part of the crisis.
All right, so there's one group that, as you said, they pre-legalized. They're coming here illegally, but they get on the app and they get approval to make their way into the country. And then there's another group that were like post-legalized. They already came over the border illegally. They're already here, but you get this temporary protected status. So that's two large groups of new immigrants that have been given the clearance.
Right. And so is it any wonder why so many are coming and turning themselves in? Because we're just letting them in. So it's like, why not? Why wouldn't we do this? You know, it's worth the trip and the trouble. We're going to have American lives forever.
Todd, do you have a few more? Wait, hang on. Can you stay on for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I want to talk about everything else that's happening at the border, since Thursday is the deadline day for Title 42. And this is fascinating, though. Todd Bensman is with us. He's Center for Immigration Studies. He's a senior national security fellow. And he also has a book, Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. So we'll talk more with Todd about what's going to happen come Thursday.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're going to continue here with Todd Bensman. He is a senior national security fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. He's written a book called Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. He wrote a piece in the New York Post which chronicled how hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans may be scamming the system in getting into this country. And it's a worth a read at NewYorkPost.com. The headline is, I Met Venezuelans Scamming the Asylum System. So just put that into Google or the New York Post search and you will find it. Now I want to talk to him about everything else, because come Thursday, May 11th, they're going to be suspending permanently the Title 42 provision that tamped down the illegal alien flow to some extent, declaring a medical emergency. Trump and Biden both used this, and it's been off and on and off and on, winding its way through various judges, but right now it's going to be off. So, Todd, I know you're in McAllen, Texas right now. You're not far from the border. What is happening at the border now, and what is going to happen after May 11th?
Okay, so Title 42 is the pandemic-era pushback, a rapid expulsion policy that was put in place to keep the detention centers clear of immigrants who might all infect each other. So everybody gets pushed back to Mexico. Nobody gets to apply for asylum. That's going away on Thursday at midnight. In its place will be, and you can get used to this terminology because you'll probably be reading about it or hearing about it all the time, is Title 8 expedited removal. And the administration is saying that everybody who illegally crosses the border and doesn't instead apply for CBP-1, those humanitarian permits in Mexico, will be subject to expedited removal. They'll be sent back to their home countries in a deportation proceeding. And they talk really tough about this. But when you read the fine print of this, you will find that it is punched through with loopholes galore. For example, family groups, any family group that comes in with kids is not going to be detained and will not be removed. They will claim asylum. Everybody will claim asylum. That gets you out of expedited removal right away. They say they're going to very quickly adjudicate those in the negative, but then you can appeal to an immigration judge. And beyond that, you can appeal to the U.S. courts. Delaying and dragging out your time, well, they got to put you somewhere, and they're already out of detention space right now. There is no more detention space now, which means that everybody gets released into the country on a personal recognizance paper. Please report in later on the honor system in whatever city you end up in. That is what the whole world is looking for. When that starts to happen on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that will trigger a landslide of humanity over that border, which will further swamp the system. And this is worst case scenario. I get that. But even the administration is admitting that they could have, they're expecting to have as many as 13,000 immigrants a day come over that border, all along the border. I'm here in South Texas. I'm about to go over into, onto the Mexican side and interview the immigrants to see what their plans are. I'll be over there for most of this week, but I was just there and the week before last, and they were already preparing. A lot of them weren't even waiting. They were just crossing right now. The Venezuelans were crossing by the thousands in Juarez, from Juarez and from here, and getting in. They were getting right in on these personal recognizance things. They were not being 42'd back. They were getting in. And that is why the thousands came in and filled up the detention centers already. This administration can't say no. They just can't say no.
They won't.
And
this is the plan. I think people need to understand this is the plan. This is what they want to happen. It's not that just they're just overwhelmed by their incompetence, but this is what they wish. They want all these immigrants to come in.
I do think that it is intentional. They are not stupid. They understand that when you let people in, those people that got let in send selfies home back down the trail. And those people who received the selfies of them in New York and Chicago and big smiley faces with a thumbs up, that the rest of them come in to get the same treatment. And then they send selfies home, and there's a snowball effect, and that is what causes mass migration. It's not much more complicated than that. When you reward the behavior, they will come, and that's what this administration does. The plan that they're talking about, really tough. They're like Trumpian tough. Everybody's going to be subject to expedited removal, is what they say. Not everybody will be expeditiously removed. They'll be subject to it. That kind of tricky verbiage is, the immigrants that hear that kind of verbiage down the trail are like, oh, subject to.
All right.
That's different.
One more thing, because I got to get off in just a minute. But we got a case where Greg Abbott is sending so many migrants out to New York and Chicago, right? New York is now threatening to send the migrants to the Rockland County suburbs north of New York City. You've got Democratic mayors on the border who are upset. You got Democratic mayors in the big cities that are upset. Even Jared Polis, a Democratic governor in Colorado, is sending the migrants out of his state. And everybody's being shoved around from city to city and town to town, and everybody's saying we can't handle this, we don't want to handle this. How's this going to end here?
So first of all, I want to just correct something that the Abbott administration here in Texas did bust some, and Florida did too, flew some, but it didn't. They're not going. They're going on their own volition now. The busing thing is not a thing anymore. The reason why so many are going to those cities is because those cities gave these immigrants everything on a silver platter. They put them up in 5-star hotels, 3 square a day, housing, clothing, food, medical treatment, everything And that goes back down the trail in selfies. And so, and that's where I am. I'm hanging out with the immigrants and they're like, you know, where are you going? I'm going to New York. Why? Because they're giving us everything there.
Okay. I gotta run. I really appreciate you coming on, Todd. We'll talk again. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Todd Bensman reporting near the border in McAllen.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Texas.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 until 4 o'clock on the radio. And then after 4 o'clock, it transforms into a podcast. John and Ken on demand. You can hear the whole show in a podcast posted after 4 o'clock, and anything you missed, you can pick up on. If you're just tuning in, you really should go and find the last half hour we did talking to Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies on what's going on at the border, the various ways that people specifically from Venezuela are scamming the system by the thousands, and then what's going to happen after this Thursday, May 11th, because at midnight, Title 42 expires. And there could be an onslaught like we've never seen before. So it's going to be a wild week at the border. And listen to Todd. He's written a book on the Biden policies, and it's quite stunning. All right. Meantime, back in this socialist nanny state hell that California is, we mentioned the LA Times a lot. They're off at a pinata because their editorial board is made up of the most precious, silliest, progressive, woke fools that you could imagine. And I mean fools. And I normally don't really care what they say. Sometimes we find stuff that makes for good entertainment. The only thing here is they're pushing something which I'm afraid is going to catch fire in the legislature, because the worst, wokest legislative ideas, sometimes the momentum starts with editorials in newspapers, because the only group that reads them and takes them seriously are legislators and their staff. Normal people don't care. But I saw this today, and so I got to put out a warning flag. I have to do my duty and tell you. The editorial headline is, New York banned gas from new buildings. Natural gas. Why not California? Why not ban natural gas from California buildings? You talk about something entirely not necessary. But listen to this. This is nauseating. I almost upchucked my breakfast. New York made climate history last week, becoming the first state in the nation to pass a law banning natural gas in most new buildings. Get this one. But here in Los Angeles, we admit feeling a tinge of jealousy that California wasn't the first. Why not? Now, I don't think there's a single person out there who, even if they were aware that New York had banned natural gas in new buildings, even if you heard it, and odds are you didn't, well, you know now, right? Is anybody feeling a tinge of jealousy? No. I bet you aren't. I bet you nobody is. It's only in the silly, weird, woke, hysterical world of these climate fanatics on the Times editorial board. A tinge of jealousy. And California is heavily reliant on stoves, furnaces, water heaters, and other appliances that run on polluting and planet-warming natural gas. 3/4 of homes use gas for heating, cooking, and water heating because we have an expansive natural gas infrastructure. Now, since it works so well and it is relatively cheap, why disturb this? It is not polluting the climate to any great extent. That is simply a hysterical lie. It just isn't. In fact, a few years ago, the climate fanatics were pushing natural gas as the greatest alternative to burning coal and oil. They were the ones pushing natural gas. Natural gas ended up getting adopted widely, and now they're saying, well, no, it's just not enough. How about it's none of your business? You know, it's like the Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. He was going after the energy undersecretary. We played that clip last week, and he's saying, he goes, how much, you want to spend $50 trillion on all these climate initiatives, $50 trillion. How much is that going to lower the temperature? And this bureaucrat couldn't tell Kennedy. He didn't know. Or the answer is so low that everybody would laugh. And that's the truth. If there's an effect, it's so low, nobody's going to notice. Because this is about that nanny state I told you about. It's about controlling your life, living the way they say. There is no chance that gas-powered stoves and heating units and water heaters is going to have any possible effect on the climate. That is complete, utter nonsense. Total nonsense. Fortunately, and this is the part that got me nervous, the LA Times wieners said, well, there must be some legislative proposal on the table here in California to ban these gas appliances. Wrong. Spokespeople for the Senate leader and the Assembly Speaker said there are no bills to impose a statewide ban on natural gas hookups in new construction. And Governor Newsom's office wouldn't say whether California should follow New York with its own law. Now, local cities and counties, including LA and San Francisco, have tried to adopt measures banning gas hookups. But now some of those might have been thrown out because the Court of Appeals recently sided with the California Restaurant Association to throw out Berkeley's gas ban. So that may apply to all the other cities and counties that are trying this nonsense. There is no reason for this. There is no effect California is going to have on the climate. None. Zero. Nada. Zilch. Nothing. No effect. And gas? They're the ones who promoted gas just a few years ago as being cheaper and less of a pollutant. And it's plentiful. And we have a lot of natural gas infrastructure. They were the ones saying that. More coming up, John and Ken.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Ken is away. He'll be back tomorrow. Conway's coming up in minutes. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, you listen to the podcast, John and Ken on demand, and you can pick up on anything you missed. Boy, this is a sign of where we're living, how we're living these days. Guy in Studio City lives in a townhouse. His name is Brian Michael Stoller. Stoller gets up Wednesday morning, walks outside. He's actually taking his dog on a walk. And his lawn was gone. His lawn was stolen. Somebody stole 30 feet of artificial turf. Artificial turf. And he doesn't know how they did it. He said if the average person came by and tried to pull it up, you couldn't pull it up. You'd need some tools, and you'd really need to get under there and have people pull it. But he went outside his front door, and he found a strip of bare earth. Another section of the lawn was lifted up. But at some point, the thieves gave up and just left the turf all bundled up. It was about $2,000 worth of the stuff. Now, what do they do with that? Is there a market for used artificial turf? The turf was stuck to the ground with thousands of nails and hooks. And if you roll one of the strips up into a bundle, it weighs about 60 pounds. He goes, it must have been a professional job. And they must have had a van because I don't know how else they could have done it, said Stoller. A professional job. Professional lawn stealers. And actually posted online. Lawn stolen last night. If you have an artificial turf lawn, be on the lookout. My lawn was stolen last night. he called police. But, you know, that doesn't do any good. Security camera didn't catch the thieves. Surveillance video did show his lawn being lifted off the ground. All right. Tim Conway here.
Hey, do you remember back in the 60s, 70s? Well, maybe 70s and 80s for you. That people used to try to steal your weed. Now they're stealing your lawn. That's crazy. That's nutty. Right? All right. Very good. WGA strike continues.
I never smoked any weed.
I know. That, you know what? That used to be a brag, John. It's not anymore.
I'm not bragging. It's just not.
It's just like you haven't opened up yourself to new experiences. That's what I said.
You know what? I was at tennis court today, and one of the guys on the end was stinking up. You go to the park for fresh air, right? Tennis, work out, and you got to breathe in somebody's marijuana stink. And then I'm standing in line for a cheeseburger.
Oh, no.
And they're smoking the stuff in front of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Then they go stand in line next to me, reeking of this.
Okay. All right.
I hate the stink of it.
People are going for it. You still playing tennis?
Yes.
All my buddies who continue with sports after age 50, they've all had Achilles and shoulders and elbows go out on them.
I spent 20 years where I didn't move.
Okay. You're catching up.
Age 20 to 40. No, really. I didn't come off the couch. I very low
mileage. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, a buddy of mine, a guy named Jeff, was playing basketball. He's probably 52 at the time. And he ripped his Achilles. And he was on the ground screaming like a child. Ah! You know, grabbing his ankle, screaming. And then my other buddy, Frankie Renzulli, smoking a cigarette, comes up and goes, death ain't going to come easy to this one. What a great line. Tonight, we have the Dodgers are in the news. You know, the Padres are trying to humiliate the Dodgers. And I looked this up. There's a number of how many championships the city of L.A. has and a number of how championships the San Diego has. Vastly different.
Yeah, San Diego would be zero.
Zero.
Yes.
In the history of that city. Zero.
Not one championship.
You know, it's like playing that walk-on song for Diaz last year with the pot with the Mets. Oh, unless you win the World Series, that doesn't wear well. That doesn't age well. That trumpet. Timmy Time or whatever that trumpet is. And then,
actually, Timmy Trumpet.
That's right, Timmy Trumpet. Yeah.
The end of the act.
That's right, yeah. And now when you hear it, it's like, oh, okay, I remember that's the Mets year they went in the toilet. And then we also have the postal workers are being robbed at gunpoint. And so we'll chit-chat about that. And David Vasse is coming on to talk about the Dodgers. Jason Nathanson about the strike. So we get everything covered.
Conway's next.
Ding dong. And where's your partner? Where is he? Is he on vacation?
I don't know where he went.
Did you notice he wasn't here?
I was told in advance, okay. But I might not have noticed otherwise. Rozier's got the news. Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you haven't heard, it's a good idea to fit probiotics into your daily routine. Fortunately, Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls make that so easy. These adorable little pearls couldn't be easier to take, and they support both digestive and vaginal health, all because of the probiotics. There are actually 1 billion active cultures protecting against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort, all in one tiny little pearl. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.